Hello and welcome back to Holochat. My name is Bobby.
And I'm Rachel. And today we are going to do part two of the crimes of KQ. So we're going to get into the crimes of KQ. We also have our own apology, but it's not our fault. So we're going to request an apology from Spotify.
I'm requesting an apology. That's what's happening.
Anyways, okay. So KQ, I'm going to start with the big crime.
Do we want to ease our way in?
No, I was going to go for it.
Oh, I was just wondering if we wanted to talk a little bit about legendary.
Oh, something happy.
Yeah.
Well, this episode isn't going to be going up until the end of October, so legendary will be quite old by then. But
so will KQ's crimes.
That's true.
But they might they
might have even been resolved. So we're recording this on October 5th, just for some background information, so that when we talk about things, you aren't like, well, they've already fixed that, so why are you still mad? So, okay, we can start with something happy. Yosung released a beautiful music video for his beautiful song. I mean, what else is there to say? It was so good.
I thought it was interesting. He talked about, because he goes full shirtlessness, which, of course, ATNs are losing their minds, and I'm like, but we have all seen a man's torso before, right? Like, it's
maybe
okay.
Maybe they haven't.
But it's fine. I mean, he is beautiful. Like, he's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's it. Maybe it's the blinding beauty. But he talked about that scene they had originally were going to do, have him, like, covered with mud and stuff.
Yeah.
But then the music video director was like, well, we feel like that's going a little bit too far because then it's going to be too much like a movie and less like a music video. So they wanted to maintain the music video quality of the music video.
Interesting.
It's a very strange distinction to make, personally.
I do, too.
But, you know, whatever.
I'm not a music video director, so I can't.
But Yosung said that the shirtless scene was meant to show off how a warrior has to, like, hone his body. And that's what that was for.
Okay.
Take that as you will, I suppose. Go ahead, because this is a slight, like, veering off.
There were several parts of the video, like, one of my friends was talking to me about it, and she was talking about how people were just focusing on how beautiful Yosung looks, and I was saying that there are several parts in the music video where I feel like he's, like, trying not to look beautiful. I mean, obviously he is beautiful, so, like,
you can't help it.
But, like, you know, he's making sort of, like, grotesque almost positions and body expressions, which I thought really, really spoke to me. So I just really enjoyed his acting and the way he, like, used his body in it. And there is a part where, like, BB Trippin makes, like, wings for him, which is very cool. I just thought it was so well done. And just like with Roar, I'm so happy to have an English translation.
Official English translation.
There's a part where he's like, and I'm going to show you God. And I was like, oh, he's been listening to my religious.
He's also a Jungo stan. Oh, did you see that Jungo went to Zero Base One's concert?
I did.
Bless his heart.
Uh-huh. He's always doing things.
He does do those things, that's for sure. Apparently, a lot of ATNs have been wondering if we would get music videos for all of the solos, since Wooyoung has Sagittarius.
Yeah.
I did see somebody say that everybody should get a music video and Wooyoung should release another music video. And I'm like, why? Sagittarius music video was perfect.
Let it rest.
We say shaking our fists at the sky. But San apparently came on and said that, came on somewhere, I don't know where, but he came on somewhere and said he has not filmed a music video yet, is what he said. So he does seem to imply that at least he will do one. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if we're getting four out of eight, then probably the other four will follow.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just sit with the knowledge that we're going to get to be your light music video, maybe on Jungo's birthday.
That would be exciting. But here is what I will say, though. I don't think that they should be doing a music video just because, like, if four of them did it and only four of them wanted to, and the other four want to work on a different passion project, like, I think that we should be okay with that. So if we don't get one, I think we should be okay with it. But I would like A2B or Light music video, obviously.
Yes.
Because that would be wonderful.
But, you know, typically we do also get a Jungkook cover. Mm-hmm. So even if we don't get To Be Your Light, we'll probably get a Jungkook cover.
Maybe this will be the year that he gives me Ed Sheeran. A special gift to me if he covers Phantom of the Opera, because I did strongly
put that little bug in his ear.
Okay.
We do have Woo-young at Paris Fashion Week.
Oh, yeah.
In his black jumpsuit, which I loved.
It's very cute. Very
apparently
pretty.
Somebody wrote some article that there are about four celebrities specifically. Woo-young was one of them, and I want to say Naomi Campbell and somebody else and two and another person. But Courageous?
I think it's Courageous.
Okay, so Courageous had sent their people yeah. they were inviting. They sent sunglasses mm-hmm. because something about the theme was like bright as the sun or something like that. Mm. And apparently they wanted all the people to wear the sunglasses, but when Woo-young shows up, he is not wearing the sunglasses. And somebody wrote this article like, well, these two celebrities did wear the sunglasses, but other celebrities like this person and Woo-young of ATEEZ failed to wear their sunglasses. And I'm like, what? But then other people were saying, but actually Woo-young did have his sunglasses. He just wasn't wearing them when he first got there. So I'm like, what is happening? What's going on with this?
I thought I saw him with, like, I think I've seen a picture of him with the sunglasses in his hair. Did I make
yeah.
that up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what's going on. So I'm a little annoyed about this. That's libel. Don't libel our Woo-young's good name. If he was told to wear the sunglasses, I'm absolutely certain he would wear the sunglasses.
Right. Like,
end of story.
This is like, you know, ATEEZ always are doing what they're told to do. They're very mm-hmm. good that way. They'll do it. If they know mm-hmm. what there is expected of them, they'll do it.
Woo-young, he said the funniest thing, and I took a screenshot of it because it made me laugh. He's on, I guess this is on From, and then Anthony says, Mingy, has your hairline fracture healed completely? Because it was his ribs that were fractured, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Mingy says, I have something to say. Even though I got one in my toe and chest, it doesn't hurt because I'm Song Mingy. I'm just enduring it. Want to know why? Because the world is even harsher.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. I love him.
So, yeah, I don't remember what we were talking about.
We were talking about Woo-young at Courageous, and then I decided to just really take us off into the Mingy.
We didn't really talk a ton about Roar, but we did mention that it came out. And
yeah, it did come out, and it was great.
And that's basically all I've got to say about Yeosongs, too.
I know. I mean, it's not, we don't have, like, lore to analyze, and the people don't like lore anyway. What's wrong with y'all?
And, like, what are we supposed to say? I assume that people are here at our ATEEZ podcast have also seen
you all
those
have seen
things.
It, so you don't need so us to like
you don't need a
show
play
it
by
you.
Play for me about what Yeosong
does. I just feel like perhaps we should be on record saying that we did watch it and we loved it and Yeosong is great and we love him. Just on record.
Let
once
me
again.
Put on record say that I watched it the day it came out, like the hour it came out, because I was
I couldn't
because
I was at school. I thought about it. I was like, I could watch this over lunch, but then I was like, I know he's gonna be shirtless. So maybe I'll wait till I get home.
Like a minute after it came out, I put it on first thing. So, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. best Yeosong stan right here. It reminds me of that conversation we were having in our group chat when someone said that on the next ATEEZ Plus, if there's like another season, they want Jungho and Hongjoong to be together because that would be serious vibes. And I was like
I'm sorry.
And this is like a huge account on Twitter, like so many followers. Mm-hmm. It had tons of retweets. And I was like, have you never seen Jungho or Hongjoong? Like, neither of
the
them are serious.
Two
they're the Green
Chaos
line.
Goblins in ATEEZ, but we like they could if we
That's
if they
I,
were sat down
yes.
by the producer
yes.
and they're like, we want you to be serious, they would absolutely.
Yes, that's why I was reminded of it, because like if a producer is like, we want you to bring serious vibes, they're gonna do it. They're like, if they were told to do something, they're gonna do it. But if they're like, y'all just hang out, like Jungho and Hongjoong are not going to be being serious together. That's
absolutely
not their vibe
not.
At all. It's like no one's ever paid attention to either of them. This happens to Jungho all the time.
It does, yeah.
Less with Hongjoong. I was surprised about the Hongjoong.
I mean, we all know that Captain is good at all positions, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like people really do take that to heart, and they just assume, rightly, that he can just do whatever.
He can.
But so can Jungho.
And so most of them can. Tell me a member of ATEEZ. Like, Woo-young is often considered the most exuberant, the most outgoing, mm-hmm. whatever. But if you told Wu Young that the prompt was to be serious, he could probably do the best job.
I'm sorry, did y'all not watch those ATs in therapy things that they dropped? There were just two of them, and they put all of the extroverts together, I think, and they put all the introverts together,
I remember.
I know you did. I'm listeners, not talking to Rachel now very specifically. They had this content where they split them up into two groups mm-hmm. and they were like answering problems that their staff brought to them.
Yeah.
And they were so serious
yeah.
and so thoughtful.
Yeah.
And like, don't sit there and try to tell me that these boys can't be serious when they need to be serious. Mm-hmm. Don't even try that with me.
And then they said something, I can't remember. They said someone was bringing like a calm vibe and it was just like, you've never watched ATs. You have mm-hmm. like a rich fantasy in your head about who ATs are, but mm-hmm. like all of them can be serious. I wouldn't say that Jung-ho and Hong-jung are the default serious ones. Like if you wanted a default serious vibe, I would pick San.
Yeah,
maybe Song-hwa.
That's exactly who I would pick. San and Song-hwa.
I think Song-hwa,
like when we watch their content on the little ATs Plus show, they are the most quiet and thoughtful ones, although I haven't gotten to the theme park part yet. I'm really behind. But when they're at that dinner, they're like so chill and mm-hmm. serious and thoughtful.
Uh-huh. So those are the ones that are going to bring us our serious vibes. It's not going to be Hong-jun and Jung-ho. I don't know. Never paid attention to Jung-ho a day in their life.
No,
so.
They haven't.
Jung-ho loves chaos more than anything. I sent it in our group chat, but some of the content that they filmed when they were here for In Your Fantasy is with like streamers, like Twitch streamers. Mm-hmm. And so all of it's just been turned into like crappy reels, you know, mm-hmm. which they're all edited bad and like, you know, because the streamers are just like focusing on certain things. And mm-hmm. I just don't enjoy the content. But there is one where they all get a blind box to open. It's not the one with the loop. Boo boos. It's a different blind box. Mm-hmm. And Mingi doesn't like his. And he like looks at it and like frowns at it. And Jung-ho like turns around and he's like, well, who'd you get? And Mingi shows it to him. And Jung-ho like points at him and laughs in his face. And then just like turns around. And then when they do start opening, Mingi is like, change with Jung-ho. Mm-hmm. He like holds it out and he's like, change, change. And Jung-ho's like, no, sorry. Like, Jung-ho's not going to be, like, Jung-ho's default setting is not serious.
It's mischievous, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Like, especially if he's comfortable, and he mm-hmm. would be with literally anyone in ATs. I don't mm-hmm. know, if you, like, had him sit with a manager he'd never met before, then perhaps he would get serious yeah. vibes. Mm-hmm. Anyways, what were we talking about? The crimes of KQ?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was the crimes of Atony. Now...
We've done an episode before about KQ's crime, mm-hmm. so go back and listen mm-hmm. to it if you want to know some of our bigger beef with them, the Halazia,
mm-hmm.
the crazy form, you know, mm-hmm. our big beefs. Those are the start. I was talking to a girl when this latest crime came out, and she was like, this is my second strike against KQ, and I was like, this is your second? This is my fifth, sixth, seventh. Like, we're well past second. We should not be playing the game anymore.
mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about these rings. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the ring. That's the only thing that I really care about right now.
Mm-hmm.
So ATs is having some sort of pop-up, and I think it is for their anniversary, right?
It is for their anniversary. The eight-room.
Eight-room pop-up, which they've done something like this before, I feel like.
They did an 18-y room pop-up.
Oh, okay.
And it was also, the stuff was not sold online, but it was a different time. Yeah. So.
Okay, deep breaths. So they are having this eight-room pop-up, and I think last week the merch list drops. Like we can see what all the products are.
Yeah.
And one, the products, a lot of them are very cute.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are also random draw.
They took the birthday dollies that I love and that they've never mm-hmm. done anything with. They had this year where each birthday merch, a boy mm-hmm. released a beautiful little dolly. And then they never really did anything else with them. But now here they are in all sorts of forms. You can get them for like anything, but mm-hmm. you know, you can't get them actually.
Unless you are our one listener in Korea, you can get them. We can't.
We also have several listeners in Japan, and Japan mm-hmm. and Korea are pretty close flight. Maybe those listeners can get them. I don't know.
So they release this merch list, but chiefest among all mm-hmm. of these offerings mm-hmm. is this very nice. Mm-hmm. Aten-y team ring, which right. is, it kind of mimics the infinity sign sideward mm-hmm. sideways eights from Hong Joon's.
But it does not copy version. The ring, which there was
it's not about. Exactly the same. It doesn't exactly have the doesn't have the little gemstones. Mm-hmm. It is not rounded in the same way that Hong mm-hmm. Joon's was. Also, it doesn't, the infinity signs don't go all the way around. There's like a plain band. So I think there are like three infinity signs and then a plain band. Also, mm-hmm. This is not me like ragging on Hong Joon or anything, but his design wasn't particularly unique. There are lots and lots and lots of infinity sign rings out there. There are multiple Aten-ys that went and bought a generic infinity sign ring.
Right.
So that they could have their own team ring.
Right.
Right? So
yeah. I don't feel like that's a drag on Hong Joon. It's just not. It's not. Like, no. If you were making an infinity ring, this is mm-hmm. a very, you would likely come up with something like that.
Yeah. You would do something very similar.
And an infinity ring is not an unheard of concept. It's
no.
quite common.
Right. Like, I get why it's very meaningful for AT specifically because yeah. of the connections to the Lord, because of the eight, because of who they are as yeah. like a big old group of, you know, big old family, whatever.
Yeah.
I get that. And I remember people were complaining about the ring when he first revealed it. And I was like, shut your faces. Like, what are you yeah. talking about? Let him do what he wants. Like,
yeah.
why do you need their ring to be so unique and special?
Right.
Like, what's wrong with you? But anyway, so KQ releases this ring, mm-hmm. Aten-y ring. Mm-hmm. It comes, it has like two rings, I think. It's like a pair of
yes.
rings, if I remember.
It has like a thin, it's almost like an engagement ring in a wedding band. That's what it looks
yeah.
like.
Mm-hmm. And then, but it also comes with a chain because there are not multiple sizes of the ring. Right. So for people who cannot wear the ring, they get a chain where they can wear it around their neck, which that feels like
nice.
What else are you going to do if you're not yeah. going to make the ring adjustable or offer it in multiple sizes? Obviously, they're not going to offer it in multiple sizes.
And they can't do that. They can't do that because they're not a jewelry store and they don't have the distribution mm-hmm. to like hold that tight. Like they wouldn't know what. Yeah.
How they don't have inventory each, place,
right? Like they right? can't do that. They just can't. And so that's not. And the fact is, I think they're making it a 9.5, mm-hmm. which is a pretty big ring size. So most people would need to get it smaller. Mm-hmm. And so it's much easier to get a ring made smaller. Like you can right. take a big ring and get it to be smaller mm-hmm. as opposed to taking a small ring and making it bigger. That's much harder.
But also wearing it on a chain around your neck gives the sort of vibe of like, oh, this is my boyfriend's ring, but it's too big. So I have to yeah. wear it on a chain. Like that's the vibe that it's giving. And I think that's fine, right? Here's what's not fine.
I want to be clear before you even say this. I have no problems with this ring. I want one of these mm-hmm. rings. I have
yeah, I do too.
Literally
I said
zero
that.
Problems with the ring.
Yes. Here's my problem with the ring. Now, so Aten-ys have other problems, and we'll get there because yeah. I'm going to address some Aten-ys here in a moment.
I even addressed some Aten-ys on she my did. Instagram. I got
she,
in there. I
she
fought
got
the good
on her
fight.
Instagram and was like, "Shut up." So my problem with this is that if you're going to offer something like this, which is very meaningful, because when Aten-y got their rings,
ring. Not a Korean Aten-y ring, and
that's not K-teeny, it's Aten-y, but it's also Aten-y. Day,
yeah,
and how often do the Aten-ys get to participate in that? Right. Again, go back to our crimes of KQ or whatever we called it. KQ crime and punishment.
Yeah.
Something like
the
that.
The sentencing.
The trial and sentencing of KQ.
Trial and sentencing. Mm-hmm.
Something like that. We talk about that there. So if you have beef about Aten-y, Aten-y Day is what I call it. If you have beef about Aten-y Day, we talk about it there. But anyway, none of this merch, mm-hmm. including the ring, is available online. Mm-hmm. It is
as of
only
right
available.
Now.
As of right now, it might be later. I don't think it's going to be.
I also don't think it's going to be, and I
given
didn't think it
the
was
situation
going to be as soon as I saw it.
Yeah, it was too beautiful for them to offer it to the filthy internationals. But they also have like limits,
crazy like, limits.
Yeah,
so for the ring you can buy one, so if you mm-hmm. are an international person looking to get a proxy to go get you this ring, mm-hmm. good luck. You're basically going to be fighting in the Hunger Games to try to get this mm-hmm. ring, and I refuse to do it. If KQ doesn't want my money that bad, mm-hmm. I'm not going to give it to him. I'll save my money and I'll spend it on, you know, a LaBooBoo or something. Listen, there are plenty of things that I can spend my money on. So, because I'm not going to fight, like, I would have to enter a raffle with a proxy to get them to get me this ring. I would have to hope that my proxy could get multiple spots so that all of the people who want this ring can get this ring. And it's just like, I'm not going to fight that hard to get a ring that should be meaningful and special as a fan of this group. Like, I'm not going to fight that hard for it. If you don't want me to have it, then you don't want me to have it. And so I'm not going to get it. Right. That's how I feel. Other people are fighting the good fight, but I am not.
It does feel different from a normal piece of merch.
Yeah.
Hard to say why exactly, because it is, at the end of the day, just merch. I get that. Is it that deep? No. But neither is K-pop, honestly. So if you're like, why does any of this matter? Well, then I feel like you're on the wrong podcast, because nothing we complain about on this podcast matters.
This is our petty podcast. Where we talk about our petty beefs in our fandom.
Yes. But it's just a real slap in the face to see something this meaningful. And we've been asking for beautiful merch forever.
Yeah.
We're always wanting beautiful merch. And then they give us garbage all the time in America. So they're going to release this really nice, beautiful piece of merch. Mm-hmm. But it's only available for K-tinies. And it's like, why don't you just go ahead and make a post, make a sign that says, actually, the only fans we really care about are the Korean ones. Internationals, y'all can just go home. Like, why don't they just do that?
Because they want our money. When it counts. They're probably not making a ton of money off these dumbass rings. Whereas with a concert, they do make a lot of money. So they want our money then, not with these rings. But I think the reason that it feels so bad, like such a slap in the face, is that we know how important the ATEEZ team ring is to ATEEZ. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they got one, there was talk about like an ATEENY ring. And this is where a lot of the people who are upset about the ring kind of come into it.
Because so the holier than thou's?
Yeah, the holier than thou's. Because Hongjoong said that he didn't want to make an ATEENY ring unless he had like a really good idea. And he would also, I can't remember his exact words, but he implied that he would want it to be available to all ATEENYs. He wouldn't want to make something that some ATEENYs couldn't get. So it would have to be made cheaply enough that like it wasn't priced out for a lot of ATEENYs. Like he wouldn't want to make something that was, I imagine those ATEEZ rings have like real gems, real, you know.
So yeah.
They were probably like super expensive. So it does feel a little bad that now KQ has jumped in with like, well, we actually don't care if all ATEENYs can get it. So like there has, like as soon as ATEEZ got their team ring, there has always been this desire for an ATEENY ring. And that would be like this shared thing we would all have together.
I have what he said.
Oh, please give it to me.
I've got it word for word. A teeny ring. How should we make a teeny ring? Teeny ring. If I had a brilliant idea for a teeny ring, you know, something like that. Giving rings as gifts to kids has meaning, and I think he means ATEEZ there, and I wanted everyone to wear them casually but meaningfully, so it's not like I haven't thought about it. If teenies could join in too, it would turn into merch, and you'd have to buy it, so it ended up being different from what I had in mind. You guys are like, buy it, sounds good, but even so, if there's a good idea that doesn't lose its meaning and that all the ATEENY folks would be satisfied with, I'll give it a try. I'm not saying I don't want to make it like that, but to do it, I think we need a bit higher quality, a really good idea. That's why I said that. I don't have such an idea yet.
He wants all ATEENYs to get it.
That's not what he said.
He does say that he wants all ATEENYs to be able to get it.
No,
he doesn't. All ATEENYs will like it. It's right there.
He says ATEENYs would be satisfied with, not that they'd be able to get it. I think that's putting words in his mouth if you say that he wants us all to get it.
Okay. That we would all be satisfied with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not satisfied.
I'm dissatisfied with the fact that I can't have this.
I mean, there's an implication that he wants us to be happy about it.
Well, that's Hongjoong, so of course, yeah.
So I feel like this does go against that because most people are not happy about it. So when it was announced, people did ask Hongjoong if he could, or if he had designed it, to which he said no, he hadn't designed it. And then he was like, the company made it very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all he said about it.
Mm-hmm.
But some ATEENYs took this as, how dare KQ steal Hongjoong's design?
Mm-hmm.
Hongjoong is upset. If you buy this, it's a slap in the face to Hongjoong. And something else. I don't remember. Making money off of things that are important to ATs. I saw this from several different people. I think there was one person on Instagram that kind of got the brunt of sharing it. And they did think that my post was about them, but it wasn't. Their post was my final straw. Like, I had seen several, and then I made a post. I don't just make a post when I see one thing one time. So I made a post after seeing several people express a similar sentiment about how this was bad and insulting to Hongjoong. And if you bought it, you didn't care about ATs, or like, you didn't care about Hongjoong because it was insulting to him specifically that KQ had stolen his design and made a ring.
I was going to look at what one of those posts was, but our group chat is a mess. So can't keep track of anything in there. No, it just the whole vibe is like, we are so wonderful because we don't believe in the ring. But it's like, you're probably not in Korea anyway. And yeah, I bet that if this ring were easy for you to get, you would have a whole different vibe about it. Mm-hmm. I bet. That's what I bet.
My offense with this ring begins and ends with the fact that KQ does not want me to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone had said that KQ was like exploiting the boys' ideas for their own profit. And like, they're once again, they're exploiting the... And I was like, when was the other time? When have they done this? Are they talking about like the Hetmonkeys?
Oh, how maybe.
Stealing Yosong's design. Okay, but Yosong owns stock in the company now, so...
Yeah. Any Hetmonkey sold Yosong profits. And it came out eventually that KQ had it patented in Yosong's name, or copyrighted in Yosong's name. So,
well.
Not in KQ's name.
Interesting.
Here's the thing about the crimes of KQ. They don't treat ATs. They don't. Yeah,
they're never against ATs.
They treat me bad.
Yeah.
Those crimes are against me exclusively. I am very pleased. Like, are they a perfect company? Do they always behave perfectly to ATs? Do they always, you know, do the absolute best they can? I actually do think they do the best
they can. I think they do, too. But, because that translates into profit for the company. Like, not to be totally mercenary, but that just is what it is.
But are they always without fault to ATs? No, because no one can be, right?
Like, they're human.
Yeah. The people who work there are human. The company itself is not. But the people are human, and the people can make mistakes. And there might even be some people at KQ who are better or worse at their jobs, right? Like, but on a whole, KQ is not committing crimes against ATs. They are committing crimes against me. Me. I am the wronged party. And I think they treat me really poorly, and they have treated me really poorly for the last couple of years now. Like, I feel like for a while it was like, oh, they're so accommodating of their international fans. Oh, they're so, like, they want us to be so happy. And, you know, it all started to fall apart at Hallowzia, and we've never recovered.
I feel like, not to be on KQ's side, because I would never, but if you look at the way that the international fandom gets up in arms over every single thing all the time.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear that the international fandom cannot be satisfied ever with anything that they do. Every choice that they make, they are making somebody mad.
Yeah.
And that somebody is usually a person with a very large Twitter account.
Yeah.
So if you take that into account, that they have already decided that, you know what, there's nothing we can do to really make the internationals happy.
Yeah.
But we're doing a pretty good job of making the KTNs happy, because we can communicating them. What? What do the KTNs have to be complained about? What are they complaining about?
Well, one of the things they're complaining about with this pop-up is, one, the last pop-up was very bad. So they didn't have
stock. It wasn't run by KQ.
It wasn't. But this one, they have like a shorter reservation system. Like, they only have like 1 day to get their reservation in. And they're also mad about the limits on... So a lot of the items, a lot of the cutest items are random gashapon items. So you have to do a gashapon to get them. And they're very expensive. Mm-hmm. They're like, I think, $10 US for like a capsule gashapon for a little like tiny, tiny toy.
Oh, that's crazy.
They're very expensive. They're like double the price of like a normal gashapon of the same like quality and size. So.
Although I'm fairly certain I probably paid about $10 for my little, my tiny little Anatise figurines. Mm-hmm. So, but at least I could control which ones I was getting.
Yeah. So people are mad because they are so expensive and random. And here's the kicker. You can only get one of them too.
Oh.
Yeah. So even if you wanted to get like a bunch to, you know, increase your odds, you can only get one of the random gashapons.
It feels like there are a lot of, like, I can understand, we know that one of the problems with anything like this is when you have people wanting to buy for groups. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You get your GOMs in there or your proxies for the GOMs, and they're going to come in and sweep up all the merch for people who are not physically at the pop-up, which we understand because we are in that boat where that would be the only way we could possibly get this stuff, right?
Yes.
So I can understand being frustrated as a Katani where I'm physically here at this place, but you do not have the merchandise for me because it got sold to someone who they don't know that this isn't somebody who's just going to go post it up on like Mercari or whatever they have over in Korea. And just mark it up because that is also a problem. So I can see that they're doing this to try to prevent those kinds of problems.
Yes.
But at the same time, why not just do it online?
That's the thing. That's the way you prevent these types of problems. And we saw the same thing with the MakeStar in-persons. Mm-hmm. Like all of these companies are doing these things to try to prevent other things. And it's like the clear, easy way to prevent that is just to make it available online. And then you also make money. So I'm not entirely like that means all of the profit stays with you instead of the profit going to scalpers. Don't you want the profit instead of having overpricing scalping issues? Like, why don't you want the profit?
Like, is there some sort of like Korean commerce law at play here where Korea's like, we hate America right now, so we can't sell anything to them? Like, I don't blame them personally. Listen, I followed along with that thing that went down in my home, my dumb home state.
Listen, if KQ got on the internet tonight and was like, actually, we're not doing this online because we don't agree with what America is doing, I would then find some way to pay a person in Korea to go get me that 18E ring. All would be forgiven. I would actually respect them a lot more.
Somebody would please just stand up and say something. I was just complaining about this earlier when I was complaining about Taylor Swift in a different podcast. I was like, I just feel like I need someone to confirm what I am feeling and that all of this is so crazy and I need someone to stand up and say something because I feel like I'm going insane.
And if KQ would do that, I'd get this ring. I'd be ready to donate money to him for it. Like, sure, take whatever. But they're, you know, that's not what they're doing. They're just denying me a thing that I want. And that is a thing that has been applied meaning by Hong Jung and the members. And so it makes it feel like they are denying me this meaningful thing. Because the members have applied meaning to it.
You know, it strikes me as this being a problem with KQ being the incorrect size for how big of a group ATEEZ has become.
Yeah.
KQ is a small Korean company.
Yeah.
They're going to grow because they're going to go public and whatever. So they are a small Korean company.
Well, they better shit together before they go public. But anyways.
So they've got this really huge international fan base. So how do you balance those two things? Because like something like this for HYBE, I do not feel would be any kind of a problem. JYP, I don't think they struggle with this. So like how do they do it? How do they do it? How do they manage this enormous international fandom but still be a small Korean company?
I mean, I think this is the problem with all of their merch. And our friend Her Majesty kind of alluded to it. They don't have long-standing partnerships with like merch that they're making. And they do need to make merch at a very large, large scale. But how do you make those partnerships and know that the merch is going to be good? Like, think of all of the trouble with the first round of Anatees. And that wasn't even that long ago. It was so, like, the quality was so bad. And, you know, know, Katini's complained about how bad the quality was and how, like, misshapen so many of the Anatees were.
My Anatees are perfect and beautiful.
I happen to love my misshapen Anatees even more because I know what it took to get them. So, you know, I just think that they don't have these companies that they can just go to and be like, we need all of this. So I do think a lot of the times they're just using, like, new and different companies every time trying to find someone. And it seems like they never have a good handle on how much stock they need. And that might be because they grow exponentially all the time. Because I feel like we don't see the same selling out of items with most other groups unless it's a limited run product. And like, I remember the BTS, like, personally designed merch really selling out. But like, a lot of times companies just have the merch in stock. Like, they just have it. Like, you just buy it any time. But with ATs, it's always a limited run. It's always limited. It's always selling out. You can't ever get it later. And like, that's the thing about the Anatees too. Like, the BT21 characters are basically always in stock. You can always get theirs. Why is it that I have to wait for an Anatees drop and then hope that they'll have the thing that I want still? I don't know if it's the manufacturing. I know that they don't have the, like, a place for the inventory. I also know that whoever runs the KQ shop is incompetent. Like, that's no other way to say it. If you have ever ordered something from KQ shop, the website KQ shop, not Tok Tok shop, but KQ shop, and had it delivered to the United States of America, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, I don't know. It's frustrating, though, because it does feel like, why isn't this an area where they've, like, tried to get better? But then you look at the things that they've done, and I think they have tried to get better, and it just, for whatever reason, hasn't worked out. Like, for the birthday merch, it was all on Yes24 there for a very long time. Yes24 is a major store. They have plenty of spaces for inventory. The merch wasn't selling out. It was staying on Yes24 for, well, like, months after the boys' birthdays. So all of the situations were handled. Yes24 was killing it. It's so easy to order from the United States to Yes24 Global. Even you've done it, right? Isn't that how you got those little albums, the tiny albums?
That's possible.
I feel like it's true. It's so easy to order from Yes24's global website and get them shipped to the United States or get them shipped to a caddy. It's so easy. But then Yes24 had they had all their information stolen and their website was down for 2 days. And one of them was a day when there was, like, supposed to be a member's birthday go up. And then they just never put it back on that website. After that, it was never back on Yes24. And so I don't know why. Like, why couldn't it have just gone up on Yes24 late and they continued to sell it? But they haven't. Since then, they've only sold it on KQ Shop. Which is crazy.
That is crazy. It's like somebody had personal beef with Yes24 over that.
And then we had the Anatees is being done by Soundwave. And Soundwave is a real store. And it does seem like Soundwave has more of a capacity because they are able to do these larger pre-orders. But then Soundwave is not doing this pop-up because the last Soundwave pop-up was so bad. So
hard to know why the last Soundwave pop-up was so bad, but everything I was hearing from Katanese was just egregiously terrible. Like,
yeah.
They were taking merch to hold it for employees to buy afterwards, and things were just selling out immediately, and then there were too many people in the store at the same time, so then it became like a lottery system as to who could get in at their scheduled time, and just all kinds of crazy stuff. So I'm like, why?
Soundwave is supposed to be a good company, so what happened?
Is it hard to do store things? Because I've never worked at, like, a pop-up, but I have worked at a couple different retail stores, like a bookstore specifically, and I just don't know what the problem is, unless we're, like, trying to overcorrect for scalpers. But we've already talked about all you have to do is just put it online, and then you have already, you've overcorrected for the, you've corrected just appropriately for the scalpers. Like, it's not that hard.
I mean, it's possible that they don't want to put it online because of Trump, right? Like, that is entirely possible.
Yeah, but the U.S. isn't their only customer. We're only one country. I know we're a big part of their sales. I know that. But we're only one country. Trump has nothing to do with people, you know, shipping to Paris.
But it does, if you don't want to ship to the United States, you can't be like, I don't want to ship to the United States. What you can say is, I don't want to ship internationally. That is what you can say.
Other people have been saying they're refusing to ship to the United States.
Governments. I don't think KQ's gonna do it.
I would at least respect them a little bit if they would, but oh well.
And I do, like, part of the shipping problem right now is that there is a ton of paperwork that these companies are having to do for the first time to ship stuff. Like, Cassandra had the Son birthday merch. It was stuck in customs for like 2 weeks. And they
Order a Son birthday merch? What was it?
It was the blender. Because it has steel on it. And they wanted her to tell them the address of the manufacturer of the steel plant. They wanted the smelter's address. They were like, you need to tell us the address of where this was smelted. And it was on a smelting form. And she was like, I don't even know what that means. So I don't know how to tell you that. So then
who is asking for this? U.S. Customs?
U.S. Customs.
Oh, my word.
I can't. So the people who shipped it to her had to fill out that form, and I guess they struggled through it and got it, but you can see how, like, KQ wouldn't want to fill out smelting forms for however many people, because the thing is, you need a smelting form for one blender now, because de minimis is gone. When you had an $800 upper limit, you could send, you know, 5 or 6 blenders and you wouldn't need that smelting form. But now you need the smelting form.
K-pop stands in the U.S. Listen to me right now. Stop. I don't care about blenders. We need to have a chat. Us, all of us. Y'all better get your asses to the polls.
I mean, obviously, this isn't the only reason. There's so many reasons. This is like a final breaking straw.
This is the final. There have been so many final straws. I am buried under a mound of straw right now.
But listen, if you can't feel empathy for trans people,
then I don't know what you're doing in an ATEEZ fandom.
I agree. But if you can't feel empathy for them, and so you haven't already decided you're going to get yourself to the polls, then maybe you'll feel empathy for yourself.
Let the merch guide you. Like, I can't take another thing. I can't take another thing.
I know.
But they're going to give me another thing. They're going to think of something else stupid to do.
I know.
So we cannot in good conscience sit around and complain or consume the complaints of somebody else. We cannot get on Twitter and complain and then choose not to do anything about it. We can't do that. We cannot in good conscience do that.
Something must be done. And we on our ATEEZ podcast
up.
Are the people.
It's too much. I've had enough. I'm done with this. Oh my gosh. Let me have my stupid K-pop merch.
So anyways, you can see why KQ Shop might not want to send a steel ring to the United States, or they'll have to do a smelting form for each individual customer who orders it in the United States. So you can see why that might be a deterrent for them. But I do think that if that is the deterrent, then they should say it. And I understand that KQ's not going to go against the U.S. because they need, like, visas and whatever. But it's so frustrating. No one wants to go against us. I'm just asking people to go against us.
I know. Please stand up.
You.
Stop.
Someone. So it's just frustrating. Yeah. And like I said, I can see why they wouldn't want to do it. But that goes back to, I don't think they should have, it shouldn't be merch. Like, if you want to hold your in-person pop-up and sell merch that I can't buy and I'll be pissed off about it, that's fine. The shirts, whatever. But the A-teeny ring, that's the one that feels like it's a bridge too far. If you had just sold other bullshit, I'd be like, okay, well, that sucks for me, but okay. But the A-teeny ring, that does feel like, oh, I'm not an A-teeny. Thank you for that, KQ.
Put it in the fan kit.
Put it in the fan kit.
You can even charge more for the fan kit. Maybe it's a deluxe fan kit. I don't know. But like...
Something. Do something to let me buy this.
Something.
Or sell it through fucking Hello 82 for all I care. Like...
I've had mostly pleasant experiences with Hello 82.
I don't like Hello 82, but I don't like Makestar more now, so they're all equally bad. I don't like living in a capitalist society. I'm so done with it. Get me out of here. I was reading on Threads last night, and they were like, millennials spend the weekend recuperating by thinking about how awful late-stage capitalism is. And I was like, oh, yeah. We're all doing it?
We are. It's a very millennial thing for because this is not the future we were promised.
That's exciting that it's not just me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're all doing it. Connected.
Somebody said, this is has nothing to do with anything, but I am going to complain about it. Somebody posted on, it was also on Threads. Somebody was like, the way that millennials complain about AI is like the way that boomers complain about literally everything. And I wanted to throttle them with my bare hands. And everybody in the comments also wanted to throttle them with their bare hands because they were like, excuse me, I hate AI because I understand it, not I hate this thing because I have no idea what it means like a boomer does. Like, mm-hmm. I fully understand the effects of AI on our brains and on the environment and mm-hmm. on lower income families. Mm-hmm. I understand that. And that's why I hate it. You moron, get out of here with your stupid false equivalencies.
Listen, I just think if we're going to have AI, why can't it be used to solve diseases? There is AI that can do that. So let's focus it up on that.
Put it to use in medical fields. That's fine. It's like we were saying, you know, assistive AI is... We're okay with that. That's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's the generative that we want to beef with. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's not...
And I do feel like, in fairness to that tweet, there are millennials who are complaining about all AI who don't understand the difference. Because it is very hard to convince people that it's not all AI that's bad. Mm-hmm. Like, some people hear AI and it's like their brain turns off and they're like, ah, AI, blah. Mm-hmm. But that's not it. There's just like some AI that is very, very bad. Mm-hmm. And then there's some that's like, fine.
Like, its uses can be justified.
Good, actually. Yeah. There's some that can be used to detect cancer. Like, that's great. Let's continue to do that. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great use of AI. But, you know, copying someone else's artwork, a less good use.
Less good. It's not great, but we talked about that last time. So what, is this KQ's only crime right now? Is just they won't let us have the ring? Were we going to build a whole podcast episode off of that one thing?
Well, we've been talking about it for 50 minutes, so yeah.
Okay, that's true.
So that's their crimes. I mean, I think they probably have other crimes, but I just, you know, I don't remember them right now, so they're obviously not that bad.
I feel like they all kind of fall under this, the merchant shipping. I feel like that's what most of my beef with them comes down to, because recently they haven't been doing the thing where they only release, like, they're doing special stuff for Caitanese for album releases that they aren't doing for the rest of us. They haven't been doing that lately. Maybe they listened to our episode. They didn't. But maybe they did.
Maybe our one Korean fan, who doesn't exist because they sent us a message that said they're actually from Europe and we're just visiting Korea. But that takes us into messages to the podcast.
Yes.
So
here's the thing, y'all.
Yeah.
Neither Rachel or I are on the Green Music app any longer. Mm-hmm. I don't even have the app on my phone.
I think I might have it on my phone.
But. Frequently, people will, not frequently, but occasionally, people will leave us comments on our episodes on Spotify. And I just never know until days later, I might get an email about it. And sometimes I don't get an email at all.
We had like 5 comments that needed to be reviewed because they also don't show up, I don't think. Like, they don't show up unless we go in and approve them. So even if we were on Spotify just like listening to the podcast, we wouldn't see them. You have to go to the like special Spotify for creators and then get into them in there. We don't get notifications. So like if you comment on our podcast, we do not get notifications on it. We appreciate you so much. We are so grateful that you're listening and that you're commenting. We have no idea about it though. So I think last week both of us out of nowhere got an email from Spotify and they're like, approve this comment. And then we went and looked and there were like,
there were so many
5 or 6 other comments that we had like, never seen. And I was like, where was the email for all of these?
I know, Spotify? Who approved these? What's going on?
And so,
I don't even know like how to get there
anymore. Well, you have to go to their website.
Okay.
Because you can't even do it from the app. So it doesn't even matter that you don't have the app. You have to go to the very special Spotify for Creators website and then find it. We were going to respond to some of them, maybe, depending on if either of us can get logged in and read them. So
I'm looking at them now.
Nice.
How far back do we want to go? Because they're...
I don't There's so many. There's so many. We apologize, but we do want you to know that we don't think it was our fault. We didn't know.
We didn't know. Let's see.
It's so hard for me to even log into that account because they want me to log in through Facebook and I don't get on Facebook. Like, I don't have a Facebook that I actively get on. I just used
my email.
It's always like you have to log in through your Spotify, and my Spotify is through Facebook for some reason.
Well, that's your fault.
That's true. Okay. From 5 months ago.
Is that where we're starting 5 months ago?
Yeah.
The saga of the 15 Jungos? Is that where
you... Yeah.
Okay.
I bet people don't even remember this.
I don't, so I'm very excited.
I think I know what this person is talking about. Mm-hmm. They said, please keep us updated on the saga of the 15 Jungos. I ordered 15 sets of POBs. So what's 15 times 8? 140-something? I don't know. Math is... This isn't a math podcast. Bobby's looking at me so
90.
Quickly.
15 times 8?
15 times 8.
Is, oh.
120.
120.
Okay, so I had ordered 120 POBs from a store. And they got sent to the Makestar caddy that I was testing.
Oh, Album Buddy.
Beta test for them. Album Buddy.
I was thinking about them the other day and feeling rage in my heart.
I always feel rage in my heart when I think about them. So, long story short, of that order for 120, I'd gotten all of the cards except for 15 Jungho's when it came to me. So, they had left the Jungho out of every single set. So, I didn't get enough cards for the purchase of 120 albums. And I specifically didn't get any Jungho's, which was very upsetting to me, a person who collects Jungho's. I never got them back from Album Buddy. They like wanted to fight with me about it. I don't know. I just got tired. This is how people win in a capitalist society. They just make you tired. Like, yeah. You get too tired to fight. That's often how I feel. That's how I felt with UPS. Mm-hmm. I'm too tired. I can't do this anymore. That's how I felt when Mercari screwed me over. Like, I'm too tired to fight with these people, and I'm just going to fix it myself. So what ended up happening was that I bought every single Jungho that crossed my path. Mm-hmm. So I saw like group orders that had extra. I bought them out of pocket. I bought ones on Mercari, US Mercari, Japanese Mercari. What's the Korean Pokemart? Mm-hmm. So I just bought them all and hand replaced them for everyone. There was one person who had an OT8 and they asked if I would trade them. Sanghwa for a Jungho, and that was an easy trade to make. Someone took it immediately. Mm-hmm. And so I filled some people's that way. Some people were like, oh, you know, I wanted the OT8 because it came with some like bonus unit cards. I don't care about the Jungho. So them I just gave like an extra one too. Mm-hmm. Bobby was offended by that, but that is
still
am. So I didn't end up getting all of the Junghos, but I do think I replaced about like 8 or 9. Some of the people I offered instead of a Jungho, do you want an extra unit card? And some people took that. So I never got those Junghos. Mm-hmm. I fought to get them all. I did replace my own by joining a Go in Europe. It took me... This was a 5 months ago comment. I actually only got that card 2 weeks ago. So there's the update on the 15 Junghos. Not all of them were replaced, but many of them were. Okay, who's next?
We have several from the same person who's been, it sounds like, working her way their way through our back catalog of episodes.
This person also messaged me on Instagram, and it's so funny because I got that Instagram comment like way before I even, like, they weren't like, hey, I commented on Spotify. Like, they didn't tell me that these were here, so I still didn't know. So I have talked to this person on Instagram and now have just now found their comments on Spotify. So that's exciting. They did send us one about something I think probably we were confused about in our imitation episodes. So the duet dance that Maha and Kwon Rock.
I think that was supposed to be a K.
Kwon Rock do at the beginning of episode 3 is something they learned on the dance crew that met at the underpass. It wasn't related to the actual song or dance challenge. That's why people were so upset and wondering what the relationship was.
Here's my first question. How do you know this? Are you the imitation lore expert?
In which case, maybe we should have you on the podcast.
I know. Come explain imitation to us because we missed things. How, like, I'm genuinely curious how, like, where does it tell us that in the episode? Because I could have just been totally zoned out because we know. We know how imitation went for us. A lot of times
when they did that, when they showed us what was going on at the end at their dance crew, that was when I was fully checked out.
Okay.
So it is possible. That would make the whole thing make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
So I agree that that definitely clears up some confusion we had about why people cared that these two idols were in a dance challenge together.
Well, it wasn't the dance challenge, it was the coat. Like, it was, I think from what this person is saying is that it was both things, obviously, but they were upset about the coat, and I think that the coat was on top of the dance challenge thing, but it's like, if suddenly Kwon Rok and Maha know this choreo just spontaneously.
Well, now let me.
I would also have questions, but I, watching a Korean variety show, would think, well, this is absolutely scripted and staged. That would be my first impression. Not that, oh, wow, it's crazy that these two people know the same choreo that nobody's ever seen before.
Well, here's my thing. These two people are on a show together. Why would they start doing their old choreo? That's even more confusing from, like, a character standpoint.
Yeah, like, how did they, who decided?
Did they just look at each other and they knew? They're like, yeah, it's time to bring back our old choreo.
Fated mates thing, I guess.
When they were very specifically supposed to be doing this, like, dance Larima challenge
thing. Yeah.
So why would they have gotten up and done something different? That's just weird. So from I have more questions. Again, what were the writers doing?
Exactly. And always my first question. What brand of pot were y'all smoking?
They also said that they are mad that they missed the 80s book club.
I don't feel like you should be upset about that. You didn't really miss much.
Such a disaster.
Listen, we didn't read that many books. We read Peter Pan and we had a discussion about that. We started with that one. We read At Night, I Become a Monster, which I thought was really good. Had nothing to do with 80s, but we did it because Mingy had also read another one of that author's books. And then we did On Stranger Tides.
And that broke the book club.
That broke it. It broke me because I was literally the only person who read it. And so I very helpfully provided a chapter by chapter summary of everything that happens in that book. You're welcome to everyone. My version's better than the original.
So I can link it.
That was a real struggle. I very specifically remember sitting on the beach reading that book. And I feel like, was that the same time that we found out that Jong-o had an OST? Was that the same beach trip? Because I remember two beach trips. One beach trip I'm reading On Stranger Tides. And I remember another beach trip where we discovered that Jong-o had sung Gravity. And nobody knew that it was him yet.
I knew.
Or no, it wasn't Gravity. It was another one. The other one, the first one.
Oh, the
Fairy Tale of Youth.
OST. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fairy Tale of Youth. It was one of those two because both of them I did find out about when I was in Charlotte, North Carolina. No, I was in North Carolina. One of them I was in Charlotte. The other one I was in St. Simons, but I was with the same friend. So that's the connective tissue there. I did it. I made it make sense. I think it was Fairy Tale of Youth. I think that happened at the same time.
That sounds right to me. Mm-hmm. But that's cheerful news, and On Stranger Tides is horrible.
I'm just saying that both of these things happened to me on a beach.
Okay.
So it was a real both ends of the spectrum kind of situation.
So no one else, I think we did post our dumb questions for our Reddit book club, but I don't think anyone participated at all.
We had participants for the first two, I believe.
We did.
But it's very hard to do a Reddit book club. It just is.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to do it in like a question and answer kind of way. We talked about, you know, should we do it on like Discord and do something live? Like, okay, we're going to have a Discord conversation at this time on this Sunday. But then it was like, okay, but we don't know where everybody's located. So how do we do something live with all of us?
Yeah.
And we had kind of modeled it out. There is a book club subreddit.
Yeah.
And we had sort of modeled some of the things we did off of what they did. But they have the advantage of having thousands and thousands of members.
Right.
So even if not everybody's reading the book, you still have, you know, hundreds, dozens of people who are reading the book.
Even if you only have five read the book, like, you can still have a book club discussion. My, like, in-person book club is very regularly just five people talking about mm-hmm. a book. Mm-hmm. But if you only have seven people in the book club to start,
yeah, total.
And then all of them have to read it. Like the mm-hmm. majority have to read it. And they all have to be comfortable speaking online too, which is not necessarily a thing that is that true was of not, all people.
Yeah, that was not true of everybody. And then so then we tried to like, okay, maybe it's because we're only reading certain books and not everybody wants to read those books. So then we tried to do it thematically mm-hmm. and we tried to do it quarterly. So it was like the theme of this quarter is going to be family and relationships. So pick a book that has something to do with that. And then everybody just read whatever they want. Yeah, we offered like a list of related books.
But then no one made any posts about the books.
No.
And that's when we started posting our Bible studies.
Yes. They were like, okay, if y'all aren't going to say anything, then we're going to talk about what we want, which was Bible study. And then eventually we were like, we're tired of it here. Let's do a blog. So we moved to a blog.
And eventually.
And then we stopped posting on the blog because we were like, well, what if we just did a podcast? So it's been a real evolution for us. Hard to say in what direction.
I think the podcast is the best format for our particular brand of bullshit.
Yeah.
I think mm-hmm. I think we can make some... Honestly, our blog posts are very good, I think. But it's harder to make the time to write a blog post that is good and compelling than it is to just kind of like sit down and chat for a bit.
Yeah.
And we only ever had like, there were people who regularly read our blog when we were posting, but it was very few, mm-hmm. Way fewer than listen to the podcast.
Because once again, we don't advertise anywhere.
Best kept secret.
Yeah.
So I did get a compliment on my blog post yesterday. Someone messaged me and they told me they love my blog posts and that they were so compelling. Exciting. I know. I was like, I haven't written one in so long. Thank you.
Which one were they compelled by? Did you ask?
I didn't ask. They just said, I've never been so compelled by a blog post before. Maybe I can see exactly what they said. I'm sure it's... Most people message me on my ATeeny Instagram, which mm-hmm. is fine and good. I do have another Instagram that's public that people could message me on, but they never do. I love your writing. Even if I've only ever read your blog posts, I've never been so intrigued and invested in any blog post before.
Well, that's nice. I wish they would have told you which post, though. Because now I want to know.
I just responded with, oh God, I haven't written a blog post in so long. Have you heard about my newsletter?
Can I interest you
in a podcast? Which I didn't say, and also that newsletter is not for this podcast, so.
That's true.
It's our secret newsletter for our other podcasts, so I don't know if anyone's following.
Full of secrets.
You have to really investigate what we're doing. Dive down. Any other comments worth discussing?
I mean, we could go back into the way back.
Bobby's drama digest is helpful since I tried to avoid fandom social media. For what do we live but to make sport for our neighbors and laugh at them in our turn? I assume that's a quote from something.
Probably.
But I don't remember Bobby's drama digest, so I'm happy.
What are you talking about? I keep like a note and I would put all the Twitter nonsense on there and then I would give an update every time we had a Hollow Chat episode. Which right now the only update is the ring drama with the people being like, don't buy the ring. And then sometimes coming back and be like, I didn't say you couldn't buy the ring. What do you mean? And then coming back again, wow, people got so mad at me for saying you can't buy the ring. And it's like, please talk about something else. Like, get a hobby that's not this.
To just dive a little deeper into that ring drama, I had posted, or I hadn't posted, someone else had, like, last straw posted about mm-hmm. the ring on Instagram. And so I made a response that was, like, a gentle reminder. Mm-hmm. One, Hong Jung makes money when KQ makes money because Hong Jung has stock in mm-hmm. KQ. So
he's not being exploited.
He's not being exploited. He's not being hurt by this. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, and just because he said that he didn't design the ring doesn't mean that he's offended by the fact that the ring was designed. It means that he doesn't want to take credit for something he didn't do, which is mm-hmm. the most normal thing in the world. Like, there's nothing. Like, if someone asked me if I did something, I would be like, no.
The way that people were like, the first thing he did as soon as he landed on the plane was come to talk to us and tell us that he did not design the ring. So obviously he's upset. It's like he probably got on from when he landed, which he does a lot.
Yeah.
And somebody asked him. Maybe he had a whole bunch of from messages.
messages there waiting for him. Like, did you see the ring? Did you design it? I have to know.
Was it yours? Did you know? Yeah. So he's just responding to 1,000 questions of Aetanes who were asking while he was on the plane. He wasn't like sitting there on the plane sulking. And as soon as I touch ground, I'm going to let Aetanes know it wasn't me. He didn't do that. What are you talking about, idiots?
And so the original post that I had been responding to as a final straw said something along the lines of, if you buy this ring, I'll look sideways at you.
Mm-hmm. The walking back of the what looking sideways was really entertaining. Like, it doesn't mean that I'm like judging you. It just means that I'm like looking at you, but I'm looking at you to the side. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so she said she'd look sideways, or they, I don't know how they identify. They had said that they would look sideways at anyone who purchased it. And I said something, you know, I said my bullshit. And then I was like, the only thing I'm offended about by this ring is that they don't think I'm 18-y enough to buy it. Mm-hmm. And so, like, as soon after I posted that, they posted again.
Yeah, a follow-up.
I assume it was a response to mine, but I don't know. They implied that several people had made a story that was kind of similar.
Yeah, maybe yours was also the last straw for them.
Could have been. I could have been, which is totally fine. We are moots, but we don't, like, talk, so it wasn't a big deal. But they responded, yeah, what Bobby said, looking sideways doesn't mean that I'm judging you. It just means that we think differently about something. And so I am looking at you sideways because we think differently. And I was like, what are you talking about? Has never heard the phrase looked sideways before.
So immediately, all of us go to Google. Looks, what does look sideways mean? Are they sure? What are you talking about?
Apparently, there is a definition that that means like flirting with someone.
Yeah,
look sideways,
which is so very exciting.
That's our reinvention of it. Our they're just flirting with you.
Yeah. I'm suddenly brought back to Taylor Swift and Actually Romantic.
Oh yeah,
because that's what it is. That's what it's about. That it's actually that romantic. Whole little conversation we had was just the lyrics of that song, which is a dumb song.
Neither of us are fans of that song. Just throw that out there. But that's fine. Everyone has their own tastes.
Yeah.
But I did think that was funny. Oh, we got another comment. This one wasn't a comment on Spotify, but it is something we can tell the people.
Okay.
Someone on Instagram tagged
us. So excited. What are we talking about? I don't know.
Someone on Instagram tagged us and said that, you know, back when people liked Eden, they assigned him an animal. One, very exciting to know that at some point people liked Eden. That's
they
great.
Did. I don't know when the tables turned.
Well, they turned so hard and fast. It's hard to imagine lifetime.
I think it is when around Fever. I want to say it's around like Fever Part 3 when Aetes had that really big push. So more Kingdom Fallout. That's what I want to say, because I had never been aware of people hating on Eden until that time. When the number one reason people have for hating on him is that he personally by himself doesn't give Yosong enough lines.
Yeah.
And if you look at the Treasure series, that's where we see most egregiously Yosong isn't getting as many lines as anybody else, right? So I don't know why people would be like okay with him then, but then I think it's just when the fandom got really big, we absorbed a lot of really toxic losers who needed reasons to hate, who needed somebody to hate because they couldn't hate Stray
have
Kids.
Have they heard the good word of hating KQ?
They have, but only for things that KQ presumably does to Aetes. And it's like they're so ripe for us to hate them for what they do to us.
Right.
It's like, right there.
You can hate KQ, but not feel like Aetes is being mistreated. I promise you can do it because I do it all the time. So I know it's possible. But anyways, apparently the Phantom used to like Eden and they gave him a animal representative, and the animal representative was a deer. I disagree. I don't think it's right.
I
think the fandom was wrong. You don't disagree?
What if he's a jackalope? He's bunny.
No.
With deer horns.
Well, that's fun. I like that. But I don't think he's a deer because I don't think deers are chaotic enough. I think Eden has a
slice of chaos. Why you think Eden is chaotic.
I need you to present the evidence. Dresses?
Yes, but Hong... Well, that was a bad example. That was a bad example I was about to say. I was about to say Hong Jung also dresses kind of like that. But that's, again, part of the fandom beef because Eden once said that Hong Jung dressed like him back in the early days. Mm-hmm. And...
Yeah, and Hong Jung has a slice of the chaotic. I just said it.
I know. That's why I said it was a bad example. I just...
Listen, all of the things...
I don't see it.
Well, I think it's because we don't get to see a lot of his personality a lot. But I think it's there in...
I think you're reading into the Crocs. You saw the Crocs and you were like, I have figured this man out.
No, reason I have a very specific moment that makes me think that he has a bit of chaos. One, it is his clothes. Like sometimes his clothes are absolutely bananas. Just that man wears the loudest pair of pants I've ever seen.
You can hear his pants
through the camera.
Do you remember there was some content that we got early days? When they're in the recording studio and Eden has blonde hair, and he's wearing like a matching short suit, and they're just the loudest, boldest print you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, he loves a loud print.
He does, but I just don't know that makes him personally chaotic.
And okay, so this is the time that I think we see the most of Eden's personality is in one of Maddox's vlogs when they go to Target to buy
I knew you were going to talk about Target.
And I feel like he's got a little bit of, and I don't know that chaos is exactly right. Like it's a little less than chaos, but I do think it's less gentle than a deer should be. I think Bunny is closer.
I just don't.
I'd be willing to get on board with Jackalope, but as long as he's a bunny, I can carry Mito around and say that it's my Eden dolly. So
if we see, that's why I think you're doing it. That's why I think you've got Bunny in your heart is because you've already got the merch. And if we say that Eden is a deer, which I also am not certain that he's a deer. If we say that Eden is a deer, then you don't have anything to carry.
That's true. But I also don't think he's a deer. I just don't think it. I think the small snippets we have of Eden is that he has a streak of the chaos. He posted that picture, that foot pic on his Instagram. You don't remember him posting a foot pic?
I know. I remember. I remember. I don't know. Maybe I'll just sit with it for a moment.
But anyways, that is what they
said. I just don't like that we're doubling up on animals. I don't like that Sandoki and Wooyoung-ing are both cats. That bothers me a lot.
Yeah.
I love Wooyoung's beautiful little cat, but I don't understand why he's not the fox that he has from the birthday dollies.
Mm-hmm.
Hongjung as squirrel is totally fine. I don't like that we've got two dogs. I mean, it's unavoidable, I suppose. They are at least two very different dogs. Cat, you don't get as much variation in cats as you do in dogs. So the two dogs, like, they look so different that feels okay. But I don't know that I would say that Sanghwa as Bunny is the same thing as Eden as Bunny.
Right.
Which is why the only way Eden could be a bunny is if he is a jackalope. And I think I am just going to go ahead and plant my flag right in there and say that that's what he is. And all we need is for them to release some Christmas merch where Mito gets reindeer headband.
That's true.
And then we're set. We're good.
Well, can you crochet me an antler hat?
I can probably do something. I don't know if crochet is the proper medium, but I'm sure I could whip up something very quick.
I mean, that might solve all my problems.
It could, I'm sure.
I think the person also said that Maddox was a seal. Now, this was their headcanon.
I'm on board with that. That makes sense.
I don't think that was a fandom thing. But yeah, I like seal for Maddox, too. And I do think it's time for Maddox to have an animal representative.
It is.
So if seal is what it is, seal is what it is.
Seal is what it is.
And then Daddy Sean was, I think, a lion. They'd also put lion.
Although, I am kind of on board the orca train now. I've switched. I got off the lion train and now I'm on the orca train. So
An orca's fun. I just feel like a lot of orcas.
You know, I feel like it's ironic because orcas like to chomp on millionaires. You know?
Yeah.
So it'll help keep Sean grounded. and
he
like
needs that
focus
in the coming
up.
IPO.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's it for our comments. But we also, if you wanted to get a hold of us more easily.
Definitely Instagram, I think.
Instagram, probably. Yes. So you can go to Ontini Co. That's my ATINI Instagram. You can also tag Holochat Podcast, because while we don't post on it, I think it's Holochat Pod.
It's Holochat Pod.
Okay, Holochat Pod. While we don't post on it, I do have it set up on my phone. So anytime it's tagged, I do get notifications. So, you know, you could go there and that would be totally
cool. Also get notifications because I accidentally, temporarily have, oh, I still have access to all of your accounts. Oh, no, wait, they're gone now. Okay. Nice.
Good.
It's just Holochat now. We fixed it.
That's good because I did give Bobby access to every Instagram account.
That was very scary for me.
Which is a surprising amount. I have a lot of them.
She does. I was like, what are all of these?
So you can get a hold of us that way. Also, we do have an email address for the podcast, and it is oldontini@gmail.com. And that is also set up to go to my phone. So if you sent a message there, I would get it immediately. Not immediately. I don't check my email immediately. If you wanted to get a hold of me immediately, it would Instagram is the way to go. But I don't know why anyone would need to get a hold of me immediately. That's crazy. Okay. Anyways, should we talk about our patron saints for the week? Are we done? Do we have any more ATs news?
I think I'm fresh out because they are on Chuseok holidays and they've gone to ground. We don't know where they are and what they're doing. And I love that for them. But we know that we already said that Jungkook went to the Zero Base One concert, but that's just like it. That's everything I know.
Yeah, I don't know why. Was he personally invited? Is he friends with one of the members? I don't know.
I know you know, Gubin is very pro ATs. And
but
that's
San's
all
his
I've
bias,
got for
right?
you.
San's is biased.
Yeah,
though.
He likes San.
Yeah. Well, news on the podcast front. This episode will be coming out at the end of October. And then we'll have two episodes in November. And then we'll be off on holiday. So usually what we do is we start when we're off on holiday, we pre-record a watch through. So we've done Kingdom and we've done Imitation. And are we looking for another one? Is it going to be Boys Over Flowers?
We have talked. He is wearing the sunglasses. I'm sorry. Look at me. I'm on social media again. I was watching Wooyoung at Courage's because I wanted to feel vindicated, and he is literally wearing the sunglasses. Whoever wrote that article needs to offer a sincere and public apology.
Did we talk about Courage's on this podcast?
We did. We did. That was ages ago. We started with that. It was one of our openers. Anyway, what? Boys Over Flowers? Do you feel like that makes any sense with Holochat, or does it just not matter anymore?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. What do the people want? There are people.
Well, it could be like a Will It ATs.
Yeah, Will It ATs. Can we connect ATs to Boys Over Flowers?
Which means we can watch anything we want and be like, it's Will It ATs.
I wrote a fantastic Will It ATs about the Devil Wears Prada. One of my best pieces of writing ever. So
and
I can
it has
do it.
Spiraled us into this whole world of books, some of which are bad.
So
and they
I'm
do
just,
not
you know,
ATs.
I thought I'd ask the people. What are they, the people, the listeners? We're open. I'm not saying we'll do anything, but like.
Would y'all enjoy listening to us recap a classic drama like Boys Over Flowers, give you the official interpretation, TM
of
copyright? So you know who Elf Lord is and Mafia Uncles.
The Mafia Uncles. First Uncle. An Art Uncle. First Uncle, because he was first in my heart. Yeah. Obviously. And I got it confused.
I know. I was like, wait a second. I thought... Art Uncle was First Uncle.
First Uncle is Art Uncle, but I was just gonna go past that.
No,
it's Mafia Uncle and First Uncle.
I had to correct you.
I know. Call me out on my official interpretation.
Listen, if you're gonna set yourself up as the expert, then you gotta be right.
Well, it's been so long since I watched Boys Over Flowers.
Then maybe we need to watch Boys Over Flowers. Maybe that's our Christmas project when I am off for Christmas break. We watch Boys Over Flowers.
But if the people have any other requests, like we could do Salary Lupin or something. I think that would be incredibly boring. But
like, what is there to say?
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if the people have a request,
right,
you
people,
could send it to one of those places that
here
we mentioned.
Here is your chance. to request us what you want us to do. So if you wanted us to do, like, what, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. If you want us to live through something like Imitation again, not Imitation, we're not doing that again. But if you wanted us to watch another drama and try to make it about ATs, we'll do that. Mm-hmm. So let us know.
Or maybe the people want some lore movies. I've definitely watched
They don't like the lore.
That's true. It's true.
It's true and sad. And y'all are why we are where we are.
Open the schools, as they say.
We tried. We tried to open the school and nobody would attend. It's very sad. It's very frustrating because I sent you that reel of that girl on the podcast who was trying to explain ATs' lore and she gets it just entirely wrong.
I couldn't watch it.
Like entirely top to bottom incorrect. And I'm like...
That's our official representation.
I know. That's why everybody's confused, because some of us have read the diaries and we know what's going on. And then we have these other people out there somehow with platforms who are like, well, actually, it's about chasing treasure and the treasure is togetherness. And it's like, what do you mean?
I mean, that's the theme.
But here's the thing. I did say I was going to stop being upset about the lore. I was going to stop, like, making fun of people because they have their lore interpretations are wrong. I did say that. That was one of my things for this year.
Yeah.
As a response to Daddy Sean saying, actually, you don't need lore. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying all lore is good.
She said that with a lot of pain. A very bad look on her face. Okay. Shall we pick some patron saints and go into the rest of our week?
Yes.
I had Son this week, and I had goals. And now I'm like, did Son help me? Son, did we get through it? I don't know. Yes. Sort of. You know what?
Maybe Son wasn't there for your goals. Son was there for your heart.
You know what? I had a nice week. So thank you, Son.
See? That's what you needed.
It was more helpful when we like went through all of their qualities. Last time. And then I was like, oh, that is what I need.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
I can't do that every time.
I had Hongjoon last week. And I did get the industrious side of Hongjoon. I graded so much on Monday that I came home and my hand hurt. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't. So I got so much work done. I am like...
She made a zine.
I did. I'm not done with it yet, but I did make that. I'm working on it. It's for a project that I'm going to have my kids do. So I'm doing a template, like a prototype, so I can see if it's something that's even possible for children. I did like a whole bunch of little tasks yesterday. I'm like 100% up to date on all of my grading right now, which is just incredibly rare. And it is the end of the semester. It is the end of the quarter coming up. We don't do quarters anymore, but we don't have like a quarterly report card. We do like a progress report halfway through the semester, but we only have semester grades now. So we have progress reports coming up, and historically every year I have some kind of big thing due right at the end of the quarter that then I have to scramble and stress about trying to grade before the progress reports. I don't have that this year. I'm 100% done.
That's great.
I didn't even do it on purpose. It's incredible.
Well, figure out what you did.
Was I just didn't assign anything for these few weeks. So like, it's so nice. So Hongjoon really came in clutch this week, but I am tired now. But I also kind of want to keep it going. Like, I want to stay on top of things. But I know who my heart wants, and who my heart wants is Woo Young-yang, because he's got a little bell.
Beautiful.
So precious. Look at his little face. His face is so much smaller than everybody else's face.
No,
he's so cute.
Woo Young is.
I'm so angry right now. Look how cute he is. Oh my gosh.
Okay. I will be going to Japan for 2 weeks on Saturday.
Loves Japan.
I know he does, but I'm not going yet.
Oh.
I will go on Saturday. And so what I need to do this week is pack. And I don't feel like Yuno's helping me.
Yuno's probably so bad at packing.
So
you know who else is so bad at packing is Jong-o.
I know. He can't come.
He can't. Not this week.
So this week, usually I take Mingyu with me when I travel, but I think this week I'm going to take him in my pre-travel week. So Mingyu is going to help me get prepared for my travel. And then I will successfully travel with Jung-ho for 2 weeks. Because I'm not not going to be carrying around anything. I'm not going to be changing anything. Like, I need the base. And I think I need, and I want Jung Ho with me in Japan.
Obviously. So. You know he's going to be so mad.
I know he is. He's just going to have to, accept it. So that's it for me. It's Mingi. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Shall we?
Yeah.
Be the light, everyone.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are we doing? What is it?
We're closing it down.
Okay. Be the light.
Thank you for joining us for today's chat. If you enjoyed, please follow or subscribe to the podcast.
If you have any questions or suggestions for the podcast, you can email us at oldontini@gmail.com.
If you love books, you can also follow along with our spinoff podcast, Readers of the Lost Art.
We'll see you next time. Be the light.